John Taggart, you're one of the organisers, one of the victims and survivors coming together as part of the Time for Truth campaign. There are two gatherings in Derry and Belfast tomorrow regarding the second reading of the amnesty proposals from the UK government. How much harm have these proposals done to propose the amnesty for troubles related to killings and crimes? How much harm has this done to the families of victims of those crimes?
Anybody that I've been talking to are devastated, absolutely devastated, and they're re-traumatised. The feedback that I'm getting from the victims' family is as if their loved one's life wasn't worth anything. It's a crime. If you throw a letter in the street, you'd have to answer the legal requirements. And somebody who murders your loved one would be getting an amnesty. And an amnesty without any comeback or condemnability, to give evidence or help to any legal system. They're absolutely devastated.
And this is, in a way, it's reopening old wounds. We have seen progress in the last 10 to 15 years. We've seen more public inquiries, for instance, like the Bloody Sunday one, other investigations into illegal killings during the Troubles period. This kind of feels like it's a step back in time where the UK government is essentially proposing a level of silence on the matter, that this is a closed case, when in fact there are so many families of victims who died in the Troubles that are still waiting for justice, and now this day may never come for them.
What's happened there is an example of the Ballymurphy massacre families. We campaigned for 50 years to correct the history, correct the lies that was told about our loved ones on 9th of August 1971 and the following 2 days. We struggled against the might of the British government and all the blockages that were done. We took confidence within the legal system, and you have to remember the legal system during our recent conflict. It wasn't a place where we felt comfortable with. But we gained confidence with going to the courts for the likes of inquests, civil actions and things like that. And other families were following us. And now if these campaigns, these people who had nowhere to go all these years to clear their loved ones' names, started campaigning. And now that's taken away from them. Now that right to the legal system, the civil, where it be a civil case, where it be prosecutions, or be inquest or anything, that's been taken away. They've just brought in a new law to break the law and cover up any war crimes that the state was involved with, and that's just blatant, that's what it is. This here proposal is getting brought in to appease ex-veterans and the Tory backbenchers, but without any consultation with the victim sector. They're just bringing it over our heads, and they're actually blatantly saying that is it to help us? It isn't helping us one bit. It is devastating the families. It's re-traumatizing them. And it is absolutely the worst ever that the British government has brought forward to help with the legacy of the past. It's no help at all.